Get yourself resituated, Quentin. We've got a couple of questions about the water clarity from Brandt. He wants to know, is the water this murky everywhere, or is it something local from, you know, just where you're at? And then David wants to know, he says, some of the images are a little bit dark, and is it hard for you to see?
The murkiness of the water. Let me answer that one first. We have an unusual situation here. We were out here in March, and the water was just crystal clear. Excuse me. Water was crystal clear. And what has happened is that up above us, we have an overlayer that's very murky. And that overlayer comes down to about 30 feet, 30, 40 feet. And then below that, it gets real clear. Now, we are about 90 miles offshore. And so we're in a very tropical water mass. If we were near shore in the Gulf of Mexico, it'd be almost muddy water. We couldn't see anything. And that doesn't mean the water's dirty. It just means that the water has a lot of sediment stirred up in it. Now, the other question about being able to see, we're kind of up under the platform right here. And as the sun gets higher in the sky, we're in a shaded area. And we can move out. And as we move out, it'll get lighter. But we've got that murky layer up on top. And then we're up under the platform. You see how it's getting lighter now?
Yeah, we can see that.
Okay. So, but we can see fine. You know, it's not so dark that we can't see.
Okay, y'all should probably be coming up. I mean, I imagine your decompression boxes are going to be squawking at you soon.
Yeah, we've got right now, we've got decompressed for 1 minute and 10 feet. So we're going to move up to shallower water. And we're going to move up very slowly.
While you're moving, Daisy's asked a really good question about how sound travels in the water. And do fish make noises like dolphins and whales do? I think I know the answer to this one, but I think probably it's more fun to hear it from you.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. Sound travels in water better than it travels in air. And so, it's a physical movement that goes out. And, you know, I don't know the exact mechanics of it, but the physics of it. But most definitely it does travel, and it travels great distances. Now, do fish make sounds? Absolutely. Now, there are Jewfish, a big giant grouper, is known for its drumming sound. As well as there are some fish called drums. And they're called drums because they also make a drumming sound. There are fish that are in the grouper called croakers because they'll make a sound. So some fish do make sound. Not all fish, but some fish. And when they make a sound, it will travel a great distance.
Stephanie wants to know how deep you are right now.
Right now, we're at 56 feet. We moved up 20 feet. We're going to move up just a little bit further here. Again, we're trying to manage our depth of decompression obligation. See, we've been underwater for 31 minutes now. And humans weren't made to live underwater.